Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday, January 26th. Coming up on Sabres and Jets tonight in Winnipeg. 8 o'clock here on WGR. Rich in Lakeview. What's up, Rich?
Good morning. You know what? I guess the game on Sunday, the best word I can feel for myself is sobering. It really feels to me now on Thursday like it was 5 years ago already. Our guys are our heroes. We thought it was Super Bowl or bust, and we found out the guys, you know, down in Ohio are better than us. And we accepted it, and there's work to be done. I even for a while heard, people saying, Mahomes and Burrow are McDavid. We have Eichel, but we have a great Eichel who wants to be in Buffalo. I'll accept that. So it gets to the point where, like, okay, everybody says there's work to be done. There's changes to be made. We're not as good as we thought we were. And then with Bean, and he has to be diplomatic, the thing that's in my, that just sticks with me is he basically said, no, we're not. We're good enough. We're good. We're good. And how often do you get a fan base to say, no, we're good, but there's work to be done, because basically now we're at the point of this franchise. We endure a 17-game season to get to the real 4-game season. And that's where I lived through it. Kelly's first 86 to 89, from 90 to 94, we endure the regular season to get to the 4-game season. That's where you have to go. And I don't know, that's the thing that, like, Brandon, I get it. Numbers, there's things we're not privy to, but there's areas we need to get better. And I guess that's where I am, where the fan base doesn't agree with the general manager when we finally say, we need to be better, get the pieces. And he's like, no, we're not. We're good. We're good. Don't panic. So I don't know. I'm not ready to get on the lifeboats of the Titanic, but I think the captain needs to steer away from the next iceberg. So, guys, love the show. Just want to listen.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, there was a very – his tone was, here's two examples of should you overreact or not, right? We've talked about it. Bean has talked about it. Sal's brought it up. We've brought it up. Your last game is a sign of, like, what you were short on and how you're missing and what you need to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last couple of years, the last game of the season has lined up with what they were. When they lost in Houston, they didn't have a number one receiver target, Diggs.
Williams was their leading target. That
lined up with the season. That was true all year long. They didn't have a true number one receiver. They had a good group, but not number one.
Yeah.
And then in Kansas City, they just weren't ready to match up with Kansas City. Last year, they said they made it about pass rush. Okay, that's fine. You can always get better at pass rush. Two major glaring things that happened in this Cincinnati game that were not true of what the Bills were the whole year. Joe Mixon had 85 yards rushing before contact. A season high. Was it a season high for him or in the league? I think it might have been the season high in the league.
Okay.
I'll go back and find that. But compare that to what the Bills were all year. They were the best team in the NFL at yards before contact for running backs.
Their problem was they couldn't tackle.
Right. So yards before contact, is that a real problem? That their defensive line gets blown off the ball on every play because Mixon had that kind of day? Or were they fine most of the year? And then let's go to the offense. Points. The offense scored 10 points. How many times that happened during the year? It didn't. It
didn't happen. It was the lowest all year.
The lowest total all year, and you've got to ask yourself, okay, was that a bad day or was that a sign of major problems? Allen didn't have the kind of horrible day he did against Cincinnati very many times this year.
Nope.
He was not running for his life the entire year. So you have to decide, like, what is the, yes, this just happened in one game and that's weird, and what is bigger picture? I think the receiver point is bigger picture. We talked about it pretty much the whole year about their weapons. Ken Dorsey maybe not having some answers for things. That is a thing that happened for long stretches of the year. even though they finished number two in points.
Right.
You know, like getting Diggs the ball. That's not that strange. That happened in games this year. That happened in games last year. Why aren't they feeding Diggs more?
Yeah.
So, and the offensive line, Spencer Brown, the entire right side of the line, you know, I think that's something that lived on throughout the year as well. So that's Bean's battle here is what is something you recognize as having to be different? And then there's, of course, the changes that are forced on you. If Tremaine Edmonds signs somewhere else, if Jordan Poyer signs somewhere else, now you've got to address things that just create themselves. I mean, Tremaine Edmonds being not in the middle of your defense, that didn't happen really many times all that year. But going forward, it might be something that happens to you, and you've got to adjust. 803-0550. Thanks, Rich, for the phone call. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about this piece I read, Ollie Connolly, on what the Bengals did. And to me, it's the conversation of the offseason, and it'll be the conversation to start training camp next year for the Bills as well.
Also, I've got a scary comparison for another team when it comes to wide receiver. And it's a path the Bills could go down that would drive us crazy for a long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.